Hello and welcome to another edition of Glancing at the Stars. 2 weeks ago, I discussed the importance of the 2008 winter solstice. Its signature is an infrequent Sun-Pluto conjunction, which I noted has a lot to do with power and its manifestation in the world, Sun in Capricorn. I also noted how the solstices and equinoxes could be used to forecast 3 months and even 1 year forward. One way to do this is to look at major aspects during the quarter or year relative to the solstice chart. The first significant aspect came early in the quarter when transiting Mars conjoined the Sun-Pluto conjunction of the winter solstice on December 27th and 28th. As the planet of war, among other attributes, Mars certainly fulfilled that role when Israel began to bomb Gaza on December 27th. The power that this recent solstice signified was amplified by the Mars conjunction, and if its effects are a precursor for the coming year, we could see those in power using violence as the preferred means to extend and obtain control. To frame it another way, the Sun-Pluto solstice conjunction portends extreme reactions where diplomacy and compromise are easily discarded for aggressive action and behavior. Like any combination of energy, which the planets and their aspects represent, how we experience it depends on how we engage it. The State of Israel chose war, and its decision certainly has global implications. However, this is the lowest expression of Mars in combination with Pluto, and we as individuals can choose to express it at a higher vibration, since the chart of the solstice affects us all. Mars always prefers action to any other approach, and combined with Pluto, it can fearlessly get to the heart of any matter without flinching or backing down. It is a combination best used to seek or expose the truth, as well as to act based on what is best for all, rather than personal ambitions. For at a lower vibration, Mars and Pluto tend to manipulate the truth for personal gain, often antagonizing others who can prove formidable adversaries. Mars-Pluto together indicates work that requires exceptional effort. It is more productively employed for collective benefit rather than against others. The message is clear for this quarter and for this year. We are called upon to look honestly at ourselves, facing what we deny and avoid, as well as acting on the truth that unites humanity rather than divides it. This year's journey will be arduous for many of us, and for the world. The reward is a deeper awareness of the power to transform ourselves as well as others.